the olden days, a pirate stole treasure, jewelry, gold, and silver. But nowadays, a pirate doesn't need a black eye patch, a sword, or even a wooden leg. All you need is a floppy disk and maybe a little ingenuity.
Behind much of the discussion about the rights and wrongs of piracy is a recurring question. Why do software programs cost so much? What can possibly justify the $500 price tag on a floppy disk that took a few minutes to duplicate?
The problem is that as a software producer, you can't tell how much you're going to sell versus how much can be stolen. And as a result, the prices just go up to take care of that difference.
I know a guy who at home has this tremendous collection of software discs piled high, and he proudly boasts to me, I didn't buy a one of them.
The issue of piracy is one of our intellectual property being essentially ripped off by people who haven't put the intellectual or financial investment into creating that.
Well, do you differentiate them between someone who's going to copy and then resell versus someone who's going to copy and give to their friend? Or?
No, I don't make any difference between the two, because I believe that both people suffer from essentially ethical blinders. It's as if I took a Porsche that I never wanted to drive, but I slipped it past a security guard. Even if I didn't drive it, or if I gave it to a friend, that would be stealing.
Wake up, you filth rat!
I am no chicken! I will not talk!
Breaking the protection, which involves removing the protection, and in most cases, removing any serial numbers and copyright notices that the software contains. We encourage users to use it only for legal purposes. Of course, there are people who use it for pirating.
I see a community of say, relatively unsophisticated users of that age group that do some copying. And I don't think in many cases they would be doing it if they didn't have programs available to unlock some of these things.
The scads and scads of titles of pirated software, documentation, including some of the cracking programs. Some juveniles, and because of the concern about that, we really went over and visited them and explained the seriousness of this, and they agreed to cut it out. We have a written agreement from them that they would discontinue it.
Okay, we're logged onto a bulletin board right now, and what you see on the screen are titles of text files that you can look at. The ones of interest right here are like basics of cracking 101, etc. If you're not already a pirate, these will tell you how to.
Okay, how many bulletin boards are like this throughout the country, just as a guess? Do you have any idea at all? Hundreds or?
Hundreds, maybe thousands. I have really no idea.